Tender is the Flesh, written by Agustina Bastarica and read by Joseph Baldarrama.
What we see never lies in what we say. Gilles Deleuze. They nibble away at my brain, drinking the juice of my heart, and they tell me bedtime stories. Patricio Rey y sus redonditos de ricota. 1. And its expression was so human that it filled me with horror. Leopoldo Lugones. Chapter 1. Carcass, cut in half. Stunner. Slaughter line. Spray wash. These words appear in his head and strike him, destroy him. But they're not just words. They're the blood, the dense smell, the automation, the absence of thought. They burst in on the night, catch him off guard. When he wakes, his body is covered in a film of sweat because he knows that what awaits is another day of slaughtering humans. No one calls them that, he thinks, as he lights a cigarette. He doesn't call them that when he has to explain the meat cycle to a new employee. They could arrest him for it, even send him to the municipal slaughterhouse and process him. Assassinate him would be the correct term, but it can't be used. While he removes his soaked shirt, he tries to clear the persistent idea that this is what they are. Humans bred as animals for consumption. He goes to the refrigerator and pours himself cold water. He drinks it slowly. His brain warns him that there are words that cover up the world. There are words that are convenient, hygienic, legal. He opens the window. The heat is suffocating. He stands there smoking and breathes the still night air. With cows and pigs, it was easy. It was a trade he'd learned at the Cypress, the meat processing plant he'd inherited from his father. True. The screams of a pig being skinned could petrify you, but hearing protectors were used and eventually it became just one more sound. Now that he's the boss, his right-hand man, he has to monitor and train the new employees. Teaching to kill is worse than killing. He sticks his head out the window, breathes the thick air. It burns. He wishes he could anesthetize himself and live without feeling anything. Act automatically, observe, breathe, and nothing more. See everything. Understand and not talk. But the memories are there. They remain with him. Many people have naturalized what the media insist on calling the transition. But he hasn't, because he knows that transition is a word that doesn't convey how quick and ruthless the process was. One word to sum up and classify the unfathomable. An empty word. Change, transformation, shift. Synonyms that appear to mean the same thing, though the choice of one over the other speaks to a distinct view of the world. They've all naturalized cannibalism, he thinks. Cannibalism, another word that could cause him major problems. He remembers when they announced the existence of GGB, the mass hysteria, the suicides, the fear. After GGB, animals could no longer be eaten because they'd been infected by a virus that was fatal to humans.